This is Sidmouth on the Devon coast, a Georgian town that's lost 100 metres of shoreline in a century, a rate that's now close to double in places. On its east beach, the cliffs have been crumbling for years. Where once there was climate denial, there is now an unavoidable reality. As we watched, another section fell into the sea.
Certainly climate change now has changed people's perception in the last couple of years. I think there's a recognition that there's a tremendous danger from climate change.
Coastal defences already in place protect the town's promenade, but they've affected the natural tidal drift, making things worse for the nearby cliffs.
Down here at the waterline, you can clearly see the forces of nature weighing on this landscape. Down one side, there's river runoff, made heavier by more frequent storm activity. Up above the cliffs, heavy rainfall that saturates the soil. From below, the waves lapping all the way pretty much up to the base of the cliffs, their own beach protections washed away. It's a three-pronged assault, making this World Heritage Site and others like it all the way up and down the Jurassic coast vulnerable, fragile, prone to collapse.
The problem is people live up here, some in large houses with majestic sea views and fast receding front lawns.
It is worrying, but I assume with my age, it's not going to be a physical problem to myself. But the further down the road you get, obviously the worry will get larger.
I mean, there are gardens that are literally falling into the sea down there.
Absolutely, and at some stage, they've got to do something to protect the town.
A 2020 report by the Committee on Climate Change found that 1.2 million homes in the UK are at high risk of flooding, and 100,000 more will succumb to coastal erosion in decades to come. There's increased funding for protection, but not everywhere can receive it, and that means hard choices lie ahead.
Basically telling those people who live there that you will no longer be able to live here in the next 20, 30, 40 years. You'll have to abandon your house because we can no longer afford to protect you. Now, those are really, really tough decisions. And those sorts of decisions will increasingly be necessary in the future.
The homeowners overlooking East Beach are clinging on for now. There are plans being worked out by the local council for a protective barrier to be placed in the sea. It's a race to hold back the rising tide. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Sidmouth.